grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday, Genesis 1, verses 1 and 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And from the prologue of St. John's Gospel, John 1, verses 1 through 4 and verse 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from the Gospel for this Sunday, St. John chapter 4, verses 51 through 53. As the official was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday, the seventh hour." The father knew that that was the hour when Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. Although it may be hard for a preacher to admit, many sermons are very quickly forgotten. And sermon titles are even more quickly forgotten. But I've never forgotten the title of a sermon on the gospel just read, which was preached about 60 years ago. And the title of the sermon is "The Man Who Went Home with Only a Word in His Pocket." The man who went home with only a word in his pocket. St. John tells us that Jesus had come again to Cana in Galilee, where he had once made water wine at the wedding feast. Cana is about 20 miles southwest of the city of Capernaum. And in Capernaum, there was an official whose little son was at the point of death. And having heard about Jesus' miracles of healing, this official immediately goes to Cana and asks Jesus to come down and heal his dying child. What does Jesus then say to this father and the bystanders? Jesus says, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." That's a stern word of Jesus, and yet utterly true. So what does the father of the dying child do then? Does he give up in despair? No, he begs Jesus, saying, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus replies, "Go, your son will live." And this father believed the word Jesus had spoken to him and went his way. As he was returning home, his servants met him with the happy news that his son was in fact recovering. And when the father asked his servants when his son began to get better, they tell him that it was yesterday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The father then realized that that was in fact the very hour when Jesus had said, "Go, your son will live." And this father then believed together with his whole household. Holy Scripture begins with the words, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." Through God's word, all things came to be. And St. John begins his gospel with the words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning of all things, God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." In Cana of Galilee, Jesus says to the grieving father, "Your son will live," and the child lives. In the very beginning of all things, God spake, and it was done. In Cana of Galilee, Jesus, the Word made flesh, spake, and it was done. As the father of the dying child traveled home from Cana to Capernaum, he had nothing to go on but the word of Jesus. But he trusted that word. He obeyed that word, which is the life-creating word of him who is the eternal word of the Father, through whom all things were made and are held in being. The one of whom St. John writes, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Led by the Holy Spirit, St. John calls the Son of God the Word of God, because through him God expresses himself. Through him God reveals his thoughts toward us. And there we find the heart of a gracious Father who loved us enough to send his Son to save the dying world by suffering death on the cross. When we listen to the gospel read on this day, we see that Jesus' first word to the anxious father and to the bystanders was in fact a stern word, a hard word. "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." It is a stern word. It is a hard word, but it's a word that you and I need to remember and take to heart when amid the storms of life, our faith wavers. It's just then that we must learn to disregard our misgivings, our uncertainties, and simply trust Christ and his word of promise, simply believing that his will is a good and gracious will, even when we can't see that, can't feel that, can't experience that. The anxious father had nothing to go on but Christ's word. He was a man who went home with only a word in his pocket. But that word was the word of him who is himself the gracious life-creating word of the Father. How we need to make our own the words of an old hymn. I cling to what my Savior taught and trust it, whether felt or not. I cling to what my Savior taught and trust it, whether felt or not. There can be no doubt that God, who in the beginning called all things out of nothingness into being, can always do miracles. But most often he works in a much more hidden and mysterious way. We do not always see his guiding hand. We do not always feel his truly loving heart, which desires only good for us. And it's then we must, like the man who went home with only a word in his pocket, cling to Christ's clear word of mercy, declared in our baptism, renewed in holy absolution, and sealed with his very body and blood in the holy sacrament. The life of faith is always a life of struggle. As St. Paul reminds us in the epistle we heard this morning. Because behind all the struggle in our own lives, behind all the struggle and conflict and deception and lies and wanton destruction we so clearly see, there is that unseen struggle between good and evil, between light and darkness, between God and all the demonic powers. St. Paul says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." St. John tells us that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. And as we sing in Dr. Luther's great hymn, "Though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us. We tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done. One little word and fell him. One little word, Christ's sure word of promise, pardon, and peace. Christ, who is the living word of the Father, the light that shines in all our darkness. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Having heard the word of God, let us stand and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and of the one Lord Jesus.